Ipswich High School Athletic Director Tom Gallagher is joining us. And Tom, welcome. Thanks for joining us here on MSO News Sports.
Great to be here, Bill.
Tom, you and the Cape Ann League Athletic Directors just met, I'm sure virtually, to discuss spring sports, fall sports, and whatever. But what is the latest on spring sports news from the Cape Ann League perspective?
So the Cape Ann League Athletic Directors have been meeting virtually, as you mentioned. We've been using Google Hangout, and we've been meeting weekly since this all started. And we've been kind of working behind the scenes on different versions of schedules and taking a look at what information has been released from the MIAA. And at the moment, we have put together a tentative schedule that would bring us back on May 4th, if that date still holds true. And then we also have some other thoughts behind the scenes if that date gets pushed out a little bit further.
Do you want to share those additional thoughts or not?
Probably not at this point, because they're all pretty tentative at this point. Like everybody else, we're just waiting to see what the next release from the governor's office is going to be. And then if we have to, we'll go back and we'll play around with the schedule a little bit more. Obviously, we want to try to put together whatever kind of a schedule we can if we're given the opportunity to do so.
No, exactly, and I understand that, and that's fair. And I think people across the board are saying, well, you got to have a plan no matter what happens or what doesn't happen, if you will. You need to have a plan, and so you guys are on top of that for at least the spring planning. What about the fall? Any news from the league in the fall? And I'm not necessarily referring to coronavirus-related news for the fall, but any fall schedule news for the league?
Right now, we're planning business as usual for the fall. We're all hoping that people are practicing social distancing, and some of this will get lifted in the coming weeks here. So at the moment, we have our fall schedules in place. We've been going through booking our non-league games and, like I said, really trying to do things business as usual. And if we are faced with a situation where we have to adjust that schedule, we'll probably handle it the same way we have the spring schedule and continue to meet virtually and try and do what's best for students and try to get the most out of the season.
Tom, the other thing that I was just thinking of is that one of the real wrenches why you can plan but you can't plan everything is let's say the governor says, all right, maybe sometime in May some schools could resume, but or schools are free to resume. But I'm hearing from a lot of folks in authority that are kind of thinking that school's not going to resume overall. You know what I'm saying? They're questioning whether that can actually happen. Or if it's going to be a city or town-by-town call on that piece at some point this spring, and it's all going to look different. And clearly that would be a real mess for spring sports planning, because there's no way a school can have sports if they're not in school. You know?
Correct. Yeah, we've talked quite a bit about that. If there is a release date where the MIAA gives us permission to start, and some schools are in and some schools aren't, obviously, that's going to wreak havoc on any type of scheduling we put together. So that's been something that obviously is difficult to plan for. So, but we've talked about it, and if that's what it comes down to, we'll try to do the best we can with the schools who are available and hopefully put something together.
And Tom, I know that news is on the light side as far as athletics are concerned, and as far as coaching news or athletic news out of Ipswich, you have a new volleyball coach for the fall to announce, or it has been announced rather. All right.
Yep, we announced last week, I believe it was. We've hired Stacy Sonke as our new volleyball coach, and I think anybody that has followed us in volleyball or knows anything about our volleyball program, we've been very successful over the past few years. And our current coach, Kerry O'Connor, had stepped down at the end of the season. So we're excited to bring Stacy on board. She's got a lot of volleyball coaching experience. I think she's going to bring some new energy to the program, and I think she's going to help us continue to keep that program moving in a positive direction.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Tom, always good talking with you. Stay safe in Ipswich, and let's hope that some kind of spring sports season can be salvaged here at some point.
You too, Bill. Yeah, we're all keeping our fingers crossed. And like I said, hopefully we can get something out of the spring season. We really feel badly for specifically the seniors at this point and would really like to be able to do something for them before the spring season runs out.
Tom Gallagher, athletic director at Ipswich High School, with us here on MSONewsports.com.